If you feel like the world of AI chatbots moved from, I don't know, a novelty to core business infrastructure in the blink of an eye, you are not wrong.
Not at all. The speed is just staggering.
And the economic scale is just as massive. Our sources project the global chatbot market is going to crest, what, $27 billion by 2030.
Right. And this isn't just, tech hype. It's a fundamental shift.
It's a seismic shift in how every major business connects with its customers and how it manages its own workflows. So our mission today is a clear one for you, the learner. You're looking for a shortcut to understand why companies are finally ditching those generic, often really frustrating bots.
The ones that never seem to understand you.
Exactly. And moving to these truly custom, sophisticated AI solutions, we're going to give you the framework to understand that shift and, more importantly, the actionable checklist for choosing the right development partner to build that future.
And that's the key part. This isn't about learning to code the bots yourself.
No, not at all. It's about how to deploy them strategically.
And that strategic deployment is, I mean, it's everything. The challenge for businesses isn't deciding if they should adopt AI. That ship has sailed.
Completely,
It's
Sarah.
figuring out who they can trust to build this foundational technology correctly. We looked at the criteria for the top-tier providers, and it really boils down to one thing:
What's that?
a relentless commitment to continuous advancement. They must have deep, demonstrable expertise in large language models, natural language processing, advanced AI frameworks, and they just can't rely on the tech they built last year.
So if they aren't constantly searching for that next automation edge, they are already behind.
Already obsolete, yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we dive into the complexity of custom development, we need to clearly define what an AI chatbot is today versus, what the old guard looked like.
Right. So fundamentally, an AI chatbot. It's a software application, and it uses artificial intelligence, specifically something called natural language processing, or NLP,
NLP, we hear that acronym all the time.
to analyze user intent, to understand the message, and then reply in real time using a contextually appropriate human-like text or even speech. It's basically an interactive layer on top of your data.
I think we all have a collective trauma related to those old rule-based
Oh,
chatbots. You
definitely.
know, those horrible phone trees or online interfaces where you had to type the exact keyword or you were just stuck in an infinite loop of frustration.
Absolutely. Those rule-based bots were operating entirely on decision trees. They were so fragile,
Right.
they could only handle simple keyword matching. If you deviated even slightly from the programmed script, the bot just defaulted to "I don't understand," and the interaction failed.
Which usually meant an expensive human had to step in anyway.
Exactly. A
Yeah.
total failure.
So what makes the modern AI solution so fundamentally different? I mean, what does it do that that old phone tree couldn't?
It moves beyond rigidity and embraces fluency. Modern solutions can handle multi-turn conversations.
So remember what you talked about a minute ago.
Yes, they retain the context, the memory, the history of the exchange across multiple messages. And crucially, they aren't just reading from a public FAQ page. They can access secure proprietary business data.
Okay, that's a big one.
And maybe most importantly, they can perform actions on behalf of the user. Things like updating a ticket in a CRM, processing a simple refund, or scheduling an appointment.
So the real differentiator is that the bot isn't just talking about your business anymore. It's actively working inside your business.
Precisely. It integrates seamlessly with internal tools like ticketing systems, ERPs, knowledge bases, and it instantly transforms from that frustrating phone tree into a highly knowledgeable, empowered employee who's on call 24/7.
That makes the investment case crystal clear.
Mm.
Now let's move into the three crucial modern trends that are driving this custom market. These are the technical shifts that really provide the aha moments.
The first, of course, is the shift to what we call LLM-powered assistants. We've moved way beyond simple script generation to generative AI. This enables highly personalized customer-facing support. And what's really insightful is seeing this play out in environments where nuance isn't just nice to have, it's critical.
You're talking about the healthcare industry example from the sources.
Exactly. I mean, think about conversational AI in healthcare. An old chatbot might recognize the keyword prescription refill. That's it.
Simple keyword matching.
But a modern LLM-powered bot can understand complex patient queries that involve, subtle descriptions of symptoms, follow-up questions about medication interactions. It can contextualize the patient's history. The old bot gives a surface-level answer. The LLM creates a personalized contextual response that's just safer and way more helpful.
That ability to manage nuance. That's what businesses are paying for.
It is.
That deep context is massive. But when generative AI first hit the scene, everyone instantly brought up the elephant in the room, hallucination.
Oh, yeah, the tendency to just make things up.
It sounded eloquent, but it wasn't always factual. And that leads us to the second trend, retrieval augmented generation, or RA. For the listener, why is RA not just a feature, but like a mandatory technical framework today?
RA is the architecture that provides the guardrails, the accountability. It's an AI framework that deliberately combines the creative power of a generative large language model,
which is great at writing human-like language,
with the strict reliability of a traditional information retrieval system, like a secure internal database or a document index.
So let me see if I've got this process right. The user asks a question. The RA system first goes to the company's own database, finds the approved trusted document or data snippet.
That's the key, the trusted source.
And then it feeds that specific factual evidence into the LLM and basically forces the LLM to write its response based only on that evidence.
You've got it exactly. The retrieval step happens first, then the generation. And this is critical for factual accuracy and for controlling the scope of the information.
So the responses are grounded in trusted content. The bot is kind of forced to cite its internal sources.
Right. And if the information isn't in the trusted data set, a well-designed bot should just admit it doesn't know, rather than making a creative and possibly wrong guess.
And that reliability fundamentally changes the economics of deployment, especially in regulated industries. That finance chatbot example from our sources really drives this home.
Oh, for sure. Think about compliance. A RAG-powered finance chatbot is prohibited from just using general internet knowledge.
Right, it can't just Google the answer.
No, it has to retrieve internal policy documents, investment reports, up-to-the-minute compliance guidelines. It then uses that data to provide a response that is precise and regulation-aligned every single time.
Without RAG, you simply cannot deploy a bot to interact with sensitive financial or legal data. It's a non-starter.
It transforms the chatbot from a customer service tool to a compliance enforcement tool.
Wow.
And the third trend, multimodal capabilities, adds yet another dimension to this whole conversation.
Multimodal. So moving beyond just text.
Exactly. It means these models can process text, images, and audio inputs, and then convert those into various outputs. This makes interactions feel much more natural and inclusive.
So not just typing, but maybe speaking to it or showing it a picture.
Right. But the real impact comes when you connect it to the physical world, leveraging all the sensors that are everywhere now.
Can you give us a specific example of that? Because retail and healthcare can feel a little broad.
Let's look at industrial maintenance. Or manufacturing. Organizations are now using multimodal AI to process multi-sensory information collected by IoT-enabled devices.
Okay.
So imagine a piece of machinery starts to fail. An IoT device captures audio data of a strange grinding noise, thermal camera imagery showing an overheating component, and text logs of error codes.
So you have three different types of data.
Exactly. A multimodal AI processes all three data types simultaneously. The sound, the heat map, and the log integrates them and instantly diagnoses the exact failing component, often before a human technician would even realize the full scope of the problem.
That's a fascinating level of integration. You're making the machinery itself conversational.
You're connecting the digital conversation with the physical reality of the operation.
Okay, let's turn the corner and address the listener who is running a business. The tech is clearly advanced, but how do you know if your company has reached that operational tipping point? When investing in expensive, custom development becomes necessary instead of just subscribing to a cheaper, off-the-shelf system.
It really comes down to pain and scale. If your generic tools are creating operational drag that costs you more than the investment in a custom solution, you're ready.
Right.
We can sort of distill the warning signs into three major operational failure modes.
Okay, let's start with the first failure mode, friction and overload. When is friction costing you actual money?
Well, when your customer support team is perpetually overwhelmed with recurring repetitive queries, you know, the 80% of questions that are the same every single day, that's friction. When your response times are inconsistent or slower than what customers expect, leading to things like cart abandonment or lost loyalty, that's costing you money. The generic bot can't handle the volume, and your people are burning out answering the same five questions.
Okay, so that's overload. The second failure mode centers around inefficiency.
Inefficiency is when your specialized, high-value team members spend far too much time on manual, repetitive tasks that require accessing internal systems, tasks that a bot could handle in seconds. You are paying a high-salary expert to basically be a data retriever. That's a massive waste of resources.
And the final failure mode you mentioned is the inability to scale, either globally or securely.
Absolutely. Maybe you need 24/7 AI-powered assistance for customers across different time zones, or you're looking to dramatically scale support without significantly increasing headcount.
Right. You can't just keep hiring people.
And look, if your current off-the-shelf chatbot just feels too generic, or it's limited because it can't integrate with your proprietary databases, or it's become an operational nightmare to maintain because it keeps breaking, then you've hit the limit.
So, in short, if your ambition is bigger than your current bot's ability to communicate securely and intelligently with your own data, you need to go custom.
And the most important, often unstated reason is just staying competitive. Tailored tools are really the only way to genuinely evolve in this landscape.
This brings us to the most actionable part of our deep dive, the vetting checklist. Once you've decided to go custom, interviewing development partners requires serious scrutiny. Our sources boil this down to 6 absolute non-negotiable deal breakers you have to verify.
The first one is foundational: depth of experience with AI technologies. They have to prove they are experts in LLMs, NLP, and the frameworks we just discussed.
And the critical question you need to ask them is, how do you ensure your chatbots stay up to date with the latest advancements? Because if they built their expertise only 2 years ago and they aren't incorporating RAG or multimodal capabilities now, they are obsolete.
They have to be constantly searching for new automation opportunities.
Second point.
Second, track record in custom solutions. You must avoid partners who try to push a standardized one-size-fits-all product. Customization is the whole point.
Right.
You need to see case studies that demonstrate success in adapting solutions to vastly different industry needs. That proves they can solve your specific pain points.
Third, and this is non-negotiable for anyone handling customer data, robust security protocols. And this is where we need to get past the jargon. Strong security means more than just having an SSL certificate.
A lot more. We're talking about compliance, comprehensive data governance practices, and ongoing risk monitoring.
So what does data governance look like practically in a bot deployment?
It means the partner has clear, rigorous protocols for how the bot accesses, handles, and stores your proprietary data. Are the inputs encrypted? Is the data retained, or is it instantly purged after the conversation?
Important questions.
Because strong security prevents catastrophic failures. Things like fraud in finance, unauthorized access in e-commerce, and, of course, the non-negotiable protection of patient data in healthcare.
So you need to ask them, point blank, what happens to a customer's query data once the conversation is over?
Exactly. Fourth, advanced integration capabilities. A chatbot's value is directly tied to its ability to align seamlessly with your internal tools, your CRMs, help desks, and those proprietary systems you've spent decades building. It has to become an extension of your operations.
But how often does that integration fail? I mean, doesn't tying a bot directly into a CRM create a single point of failure that scares executives?
That's a legitimate concern, and the difference between a good and a bad partner is how they mitigate that risk. They must guarantee minimal workflow disruption during integration and provide clear rollback procedures.
So you need to ask them, show me how you handle version control and API changes across multiple internal systems.
Right. They have to prove they can manage that complexity without causing downtime.
Fifth, transparent processes. This one's really about relationship trust.
It is. You must demand clear communication, realistic expectations, and regular updates throughout the entire lifecycle, from discovery all the way through deployment. You should know exactly what they're doing and why. No scope creep, no unexpected costs.
And finally, the sixth point, post-launch support. The deployment isn't the finish line.
It's the starting gun. We've all seen those tools that launch beautifully and then immediately crumble because the development company just went quiet. Post-launch optimization isn't just about bug fixes, it's about future-proofing. It's about scaling the infrastructure and continuously refining the LLM's performance as user demand evolves.
That is a comprehensive framework. To make this actionable, let's quickly glance at the market landscape. Our sources provided a snapshot of some top providers evaluated on LLM expertise, portfolio depth, and client reviews.
Yeah, and when you're reviewing potential partners, you should note the wide range in hourly rates. Generally, you'll find strong expertise starting at, say, $25 to $49 per hour for highly scalable teams like Fingent.
Yeah.
And that goes all the way up to the $100 to $149 per hour range for more boutique firms like Blue Label, which focus very intensely on high-impact, agent-driven conversational AI.
And we also see firms like Skyscopic specializing in custom AI solutions and deep ecosystem knowledge. And they're generally operating in that mid-range of $50 to $99 per hour. They're known for tailoring the solution to fit a niche.
And then you have a company like STX Next, which is a digital engineering firm often specializing in Python. They focus heavily on deep system integration, also in a similar rate band. Their specialty is making sure the bot talks perfectly to all your existing software.
So this quick snapshot really just shows that you can find diverse expertise at various price points, but the quality of that vetting process we just walked through, that's what determines whether the money is well spent.
Absolutely. The decision hinges on the vetting, not just the price tag.
So what does this all mean for you? The benefits of moving to sophisticated AI chatbots are pretty evident. A radical improvement in customer satisfaction, a significant reduction in operational costs.
By tackling those repetitive tasks.
And opening up new avenues for deep automation across your entire organization.
And as these AI chatbots quickly transition into core infrastructure, choosing the right development partner becomes one of the most critical strategic decisions a business is going to make this year. It determines your scalability, your compliance posture, and ultimately your competitive future.
And here is a final provocative thought for you to take away. The shift we unpacked today, focusing heavily on retrieval augmented generation and multimodal AI, proves that the future of chatbots isn't just about sounding human. It's about being factually grounded and capable of interacting through all sensory inputs, from text to temperature maps. So the question is, how quickly will that advanced capability move from the high-end custom solutions we discussed today into the everyday generic tools we all use? The speed of that democratization will define who wins and who loses the market over the next 5 years.